On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Portnoy of Barstool said that he didn't understand the concept of the Sabres having both the Canadian and U.S. national anthems before the start of a game when two U.S. teams are playing. Doug, what did you make of that comment if you had a chance to hear it?
Well, I've heard that comment a few times, and it was, no one ever explained it to me. I've heard, that several of the border state teams will do that because they're so close to the border that you've got Canadians coming over and watching the game. And I know in Buffalo that on any given night you have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 thousand or more fans in attendance who are from Canada. And so it just makes sense for us to do both anthems because half of your audience is from Canada.
Some fans say that they are surprised we sing the Canadian anthem just like we're going to another city when they don't play it. How often have you heard that?
It makes sense to me that for any game, regardless of who we're playing, we're close to the border and half of the people there are going to be from Canada. So we might as well do the Canadian anthem.
When you were doing the anthems for the Sabres, how much time did you need to rehearse doing the Canadian national anthem?
Really none. I grew up listening to the Sabres games on the radio when I was working on the farm and stuff. And I actually learned the Canadian anthem when I was young because I used to listen to the games.
How special is it in your mind that Buffalo plays the Canadian U.S. national anthems for every game, not just when there's a Canadian opponent?
Well, again, it is in respect to the people who are coming across the border to watch the games. I think it's also in respect to the game itself. It is very decidedly the Canada's first sport. Just like we love football down here in America, hockey is Canada. And so I think there's a respect for the game itself, but also for the people who are in attendance.
And how special was it for you to sing both anthems at the Sabres games?
Well, I love to sing, so having the opportunity to sing them both is pretty nice. The Canadian anthem is a nice song. It's nice to sing, but I truly love the American anthem because of its history and the context. The biggest part of it is, respect for the game, respect for the fans who are there in attendance, and why not?
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.